Memories of Christmas. Memories of Christmas. Christmas is a joyous time when we get to take a break from our daily routines and spend the holidays with the ones we love. That's what Christmas has always been for me, even the Christmas of 79. That Christmas, our cousins from the city were making their long journey to spend the holidays with us at our cottage by the lake. I loved doing all the things young cousins did together growing up. That is, except play sports. You see, cousin Billy took his sports too seriously. Ever since I can remember, our family has had the tradition of a Christmas Eve hockey game, where young and old alike put on warm clothes, grab a thermos of hot chocolate, and head down to the freshly shoveled rink on the lake to play a friendly game of hockey. The teams were picked, and my fat cousin Billy was on the opposing side. His bad mouthing had already begun during the warm-up. I told myself that I would let go whatever that waste of flesh says to me or my immediate family on this festive night, because, well, it's Christmas. As the game went on, I managed to block out most of his inaccurate racial slurs and verbal assaults. That is, until after his game-winning goal, when he teabagged my six-year-old sister. To this day, the events immediately after that remain a blur. It wasn't until the next morning that the search and rescue team finally recovered Billy's frozen, bloated corpse out from under the ice a few hundred feet off the snow-covered shoreline. Later that night, our family was able to put that unfortunate tragedy behind us and settle down for a hearty Christmas dinner of mashed potatoes smothered in delicious gravy, a perfectly cooked butterball turkey, and all the trimmings. Now, every Christmas, we feel the spirit of Billy back for a festive visit to our cottage.
Memories of Christmas.